like to recognize a couple of our commissioners that are joining us tonight. We have Susan Gray, who is our Board of County Commissioners Chairperson. And we have Hope Getz next to her, also a commissioner who is tonight. Got a couple of members of our planning staff. Karen Parkinson is here tonight to help us out. And then we have Curtis Carlson here with the planning staff. And Rick Mannick is here with our Road and Bridge Department. So who else we got? Oh, Tim Sheridan just walked in here, so he's trying to sneak in the back on us. So I'd also like to introduce a couple of the planner types here with Carter Burton. Karen Stewart is going to be leading the presentation tonight and helping us out. And then Chris Linus, okay, is the project manager. With Carter Burgess and also Misty McCoy. Where's Misty? There she is. Okay, Misty McCoy. And Misty is a transportation planner, I believe. Is that correct? Environmental planner. Okay, okay. We'd like to welcome you tonight. Thanks for coming out. We know you've all got busy schedules, and thanks to do with your family. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedules to come join us with the transportation workshop tonight. We're pretty excited about this. We just got a grant from DOLA. We are studying first, initially, the western part of the county, looking at that for our transportation master plan. And then hopefully, if everything goes right, next year we'll be applying for a second grant and look at the balance of the county. So with that, I'll turn it over to Karen. And again, thanks for coming out tonight. We do appreciate your participation.
Thank you very much for attending tonight. I wanted to tell you that we plan this meeting from 7 to 9, and I will keep on that target. I know how important it is for you sometimes, your families, and that this must really mean something for you to come out on a Thursday night. We appreciate that. So we're going to keep this meeting on schedule. It's going to be a work session tonight, so it's going to be very structured, and I'll explain the structure of that in a moment. First of all, I want to tell you a little bit more about the grant that we received. Elbert County hasn't really had a transportation master plan before, and some of that arises from the fact that this is a very rural county for many, many years, and recently has seen some changes as development has come from the metro area to the west edge. And as development comes in, one of the things that's very important is to be able to put together a toolbox and a plan so that as development comes in, you have something to work with. So this is part of this process that we're going to do tonight. And then I also want to say that I recognize that while we are the consultants on loan to Elbert County, and we're their on-site engineering staff, we don't have the kind of expertise about Elbert County that all of you in this room have. You in this room know what it's like to live here, what it's like to travel, what the travel shifts are like, what the concerns and challenges are. You probably know the history. Some of you have been here for a very long time. Some of you have been here for a shorter time. But each of you has something that you can teach us as we write this transportation master plan, and that's why you're here tonight. Next, please. I'd like to tell you how this process will work in accordance with the grant. Our first public meeting will be tonight. It's an interactive public meeting in which we'll ask you to do a couple of things to help us define how we're going to write this plan. In September, we'll have the second part of the plan public meeting, and in October, the third part. And meanwhile, our engineers and technical staff will be working with Elbert County staff to put together the text of this plan that has a lot of components that are highly technical. The thing that will make this master plan unique to Elbert County is your input. We could write a master plan that has a framework similar to any of the other master plans that have been done, but it wouldn't be unique to Elbert County, and so your input is going to be what makes this plan something that really means something as the commissioners make policy down the road as we try to apply for funding for all the different things that are identified. In November, December, we hope to have a draft put together that we can put out for review and recommendation. And in January, we hope that the draft will be in a forum that we can put it out to the public and the commissioners can comment, review, and adopt it. That's our timeline for this. It might seem like it's a very short timeline to some, and it might seem like a very long timeline to others. We think it's a pretty good timeline because while we're between public meetings, we're going to be doing a lot of compilation of what you told us and all the technical pieces that go in. One of the reasons we're doing this interactive model